Use a zip tie to organize those messy wires. Zip tie. Z-I-P space T-I-E. Zip tie. Although not strictly an engineering word, it definitely is used in engineering a lot, and that's why zip tie is today's word. It's also today's word because it's been coming up in the news a lot for stupid reasons, but let's make clear what zip ties are. A zip tie is a tool, it's a little object that is used to secure things together. And it was invented really in the 60s by an electrical company to secure cables together, secure aircraft cables specifically. The people who invented it wanted an alternative to tying knots. Like if you had to secure really heavy cables, you don't want to use your hands and tie a thick rope around these cables every day. That's stupid, waste time. What if you had one object that you could just wrap around everything you wanted to secure together and then zoop, with one zipping motion, tie those things up? You have the zip tie. It works because on one end of the long zip tie, you have teeth, or basically a rack from a rack and pinion gear, you know, like a flat elongated area with gear teeth sticking out. And then on the other end of the zip tie, you've got the ratchet, basically, or like another tooth that fits around the rack. And as a ratchet, this end of the zip tie can only move in one direction. And it can only just move in closer and closer and closer into the center of the zip tie. Because you can't go out very easily, it's kind of a locking mechanism. You can just make the zip tie tighter and tighter if you wrap it around some cables, for example. In engineering, for example, when I built robots and I built electromechanical systems, you have lots of wires floating around, and you don't want those wires getting caught in moving parts. You don't want them getting caught on people's fingers if your hands have got to manipulate those things. You don't want, you know, water and blood spattering on them if you're in a biomechanical environment like I was. So you take things like zip ties and you just spend a few seconds wrapping a bunch of cables together, and that secures it. You don't have to spend a whole bunch of time finagling with knots, and I never was a Boy Scout, so I don't even know how to tie my knots very well. And instead, you have this nylon one-piece locking mechanism, which lets you quickly secure everything together. Zip ties, great. Zip ties could be confused with flex cuffs. These are different things, but based on similar technology. Flex cuffs or plastic cuffs are basically handcuffs for securing not cables and objects, but people's hands. A regular zip tie only has one locking mechanism, so you can make one loop basically around your objects, whereas flex cuffs or plastic cuffs have two locking mechanisms, so you can lock your left hand and your right hand in it if you wanted to. It's got a specific purpose for detaining people, and if you want to be accurate, a zip tie and a flex cuff, two different things. Engineers are going to use zip ties to secure a bunch of objects. You might even do it or use it in a biomedical environment if surgeons are going to secure parts of the body with tiny little biodegradable zip ties. It's a thing. It's pretty cool. But people carrying around giant zip tie technologies that actually have two locking mechanisms, well, they are probably having purposes other than engineering in mind. If you bring a tool like a hammer to an engineering laboratory, people might think you're constructing something. Makes sense. If you bring a tool like a hammer to a protest or to a Capitol building, people might think you're not doing engineering. If you bring large zip tie looking things that are probably flex cuffs, you are probably not doing engineering either and are probably going to be an idiot. So don't do that. Zip ties are so important for my industry. Let's not use them for dumbassery. Zip tie is the engineering word of the day. Thanks for listening to the Engineering Word of the Day podcast. I'm your host, Pius. I'm an engineer. I'm an educator. I like doing projects like this podcast that promote engineering and education. If you want to help support me, just go to my Patreon. It's at patreon.com/PiosLabs, P-I-O-S-L-A-B-S. Thanks.